From the Sky News Centre at 7. Police in Pennsylvania have arrested a man after the shooting dead of a US insurance boss in New York last week. Officers responded to reports of someone acting suspiciously in a McDonald's and found he'd had several fake IDs and documents criticising healthcare companies. Our correspondent Mark Stone has more details on what the suspect, 26-year-old Luigi Mangione, was carrying.
Among the items that they have apparently gathered on his person or near him when he was detained is a gun said to be similar to that used in the shooting.
The Home Office has paused all decisions on asylum claims from Syria. The country's Prime Minister has agreed to hand over power to HTS, a jihadi rebel group, after it took control of the capital yesterday. The UK deems them a terror organisation. The Home Secretary, Yvette Cooper, says many people fled under President Bashar al-Assad's dictatorship.
The situation in Syria is moving extremely fast after the fall of the Assad regime. We have seen some people returning to Syria. We also have a very fast-moving situation that we need to closely monitor.
A woman has died in a dog attack at a flat in Aberdeen. Police Scotland says the animal, whose breed has not been revealed, has been put down. Premier League referee David Coote has been sacked after an investigation found him to be in serious breach of his contract. Videos were posted online of him allegedly taking drugs as well as making derogatory comments about Jurgen Klopp. A huge game in the Premier League tonight sees struggling West Ham and Wolves meet at the London Stadium. West Ham players will show their support to teammate Mikel Antonio after he was in a car accident on Saturday. They'll warm up in shirts with Antonio's name on. And Wicked, Twisters, Gladiator 2 and Inside Out 2 are all in the running for the Golden Globe Cinematic Achievement Prize. The 2025 awards will take place in January. That's the latest. I'm Simon English.
From the Borough Radio newsroom, I'm Gareth Joy. A teenage boy who stabbed a young girl will spend Christmas in a mental health hospital. A jury found the 15-year-old tried to murder her at Caddixton Railway Station last January. He's now been given a temporary hospital order by a judge at Cardiff Crown Court. We can't name the defendant for legal reasons. Thousands of homes across Wales are facing a third night without power following Storm Dara. Parts of the Vale are among those cut off, with the National Grid facing calls to prioritise vulnerable residents. First Minister Leonard Morgan says they did as much as they could to prepare.
Certainly the emergency services stepped up and did everything they could to make sure that measures were in place. But when you have a storm of this strength, you have to just accept what nature throws at you and make sure that you put all protection measures in place to see what we can do to mitigate the worst effects.
Vale Council says most of its services are back up and running, though some areas of its country parks remain closed. There's also ongoing disruption to rail services across South Wales. A man has been arrested for driving erratically in a white van on the M4. Police say other motorists had to take evasive action between junctions 32 and 37 yesterday afternoon. The vehicle eventually crashed into barriers. The 31-year-old driver remains in custody. Two bus corridors to Cardiff Bay could be set up in an effort to get more people to use public transport. It's one of a number of plans being considered by the City Council. The number of bus passengers in the Welsh capital remains below pre-pandemic levels. Scrapping pavement parking is another of the options in the public consultation. In sports, Cardiff Devils suffered back-to-back defeats in the Elite League at the weekend. They went down 3-1 to Nottingham Panthers last night after being beaten 4-3 in overtime by Belfast Giants. The league leaders travel to Coventry in the Challenge Cup on Wednesday.
Now, here comes another hour of great music and local information
on the Vale's local radio station.
When I'm feeling the metal, was young. It's not my problem. It's not my problem.
This is Bro Radio, the Vale's local radio station, and it's that time of the week again. It's your Monday night sports show here with me, Mike Fowler. So as everyone who's probably been in the Vale is probably aware that Storm Dara put a pay to many sporting events that took place over the weekend, but we still have a bit of action from last week that we can review. We're going to be looking at some sports that I don't normally look at on the show, which could become a regular feature. All that and more here to come at Bro.
Getting better, or do you feel the same? Will it make it easier on you now? You got someone to blame. One love.
one love, one life.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. So, with all the sporting fixtures that fell foul at the weekend, Barrytown United managed to play this a quarter-final in the Adram Trophy against Wrexham on Sunday. And unfortunately, it was a 3-1 defeat for Barrytown, with Stevie McCarthy Campbell's side were targeting a first semi-final appearance in one of very few sporting fixtures that went ahead this weekend in the Vale. After a pacey but even start in the Jenner Park breeze, the Hollywood-backed Reds enjoyed most of the chances, with Rosie Hughes rounding keeper Molly Arnson only for her effort to be ruled offside. Erin Murray was denied at the other end by keeper Del Morgan, but Wrexham maintained the pressure until the stroke of half-time. Olivia Fuller broke clear and drilled home past Arnson to break the deadlock. Barry fell further behind on 52 minutes after failing to clear Marie Gabbard's set-piece, which was bundled home amid a scramble by Nat Clark. But half-time sub Ellie Priest brought the hosts back into the game 6 minutes later when she broke the offside trap from Jasmine Turner's cross to reply with her sixth goal of the season. Barry pressed hard for an equaliser, but against the run of play, Hughes played in Ava Suckley, who struck past Arnson on 72 minutes to kill off the cup tie. Scarlett Davis went close to reducing the arrears in the closing minutes, but Wrexham held firm to book their place in the semi-finals. The two sides meet again in the Adram Premier at The Rock next Sunday for Barry's final game of 2024. And elsewhere in the Adram Trophy, defending champions Cardiff City were knocked out after a 1-0 defeat to the New Saints. Michaela Cook was sent off early for the Bluebirds before Olivia Buckland scored the decisive goal at Park Hall. Swansea City made light work, beating second-tier Cascade Ladies 5-0 with a hat-trick from Stacey John Davis. And the game between Britton Ferry and Aberystwyth Town was postponed following Storm Dara. Up next at Bro, we've got the review of a historic night for the Welsh football team.
I could do if I had a little money. This is
Bro Radio.
Are you a small business owner or an entrepreneur? TL Systems are specialists in supporting sole traders and small businesses with their IT and telephone needs. We'll supply your internet, phone, office, security and web hosting, and then back it all up so your data is safe. Our rates are very affordable for you as a small business owner. We can supply everything and give you peace of mind with a maintenance contract from as little as £30 per month. TL Systems. Call us for a chat on 01446 747 702. Pop into our shop at the bottom of Halton Road, Barry, or visit tlsystems.co.uk.
Experienced cleaners deserve more, and More Cleaning are looking for more cleaners to join our team. We can offer you guaranteed hours, a company pension, a great rate of pay, and we're big on career progression too. So talk to us today and you could soon be on our onboard training programme, ready to be part of our exciting journey. Find out more at more. That's morcleaning.co.uk. More Cleaning, multi-award winning cleaning that doesn't cost the earth.
Remember the moment when you both say I do for exceptional quality images. Capture their little yawns and tiny toes through beautiful newborn photography. Shutterhire. Capturing memories that last a lifetime. Engagement, weddings, maternity, newborn. Shutterhire will take images you're guaranteed to treasure forever. Shutterhire. Your local photography studio in Dennis Powers. Find us on Facebook, Instagram, or at shutterhire.co.uk. Capturing memories that last a lifetime.
Park Funerals are your local independent funeral directors, having served the community for over 12 years. We put your family's needs first, providing the dignified departure that your loved one deserves. We will keep and care for them at our premises in Barry until they are laid to rest, while caring for you too, keeping our costs fair and offering direct cremations and pre-need funeral plans to help give you peace of mind. To find out more, visit our website parkfunerals.co.uk or call us on 01446 421 212 and our caring team will help you.
From Sully to St Athan,
the Vale's local radio station.
Bro Radio.
When you wake up in the morning and you're shadowed by the darkness of the night. When you wake up in the morning, darling, I'll be by your side. When you get a little lonely and you lose your rhythm, don't give up the fight. When you wake up in the morning, darling, I'll be by your side.
This is your Monday night sports show here at Pro Radio. And on Tuesday at the Aviva Stadium in Dublin, Wales made history by reaching a major women's tournament, the Euro 2025, for the first time as they stunned the Republic of Ireland in Dublin in front of a crowd of 25,832. After a first half in which Ireland came closest to breaking the deadlock through Denise O'Sullivan's stunning effort that smashed the upright, Wales took the lead after the break as Hannah Kane converted from the spot after Anna Patton's handball. An injury to Jess Fishlock looked like it could derail Wales' dreams, but substitute Kerry Jones scored their second moments after her introduction, after Ireland's highly defensive line was beaten by a brilliant pass by their tormentor-in-chief Lily Woodham. Patton's late header gave Ireland the chance to set up a grandstand finish, and 8 minutes of injury time ensued, plenty of time for an equaliser. The hosts pushed and pushed, but after years of misfortune, Wales enjoyed some luck and somehow managed to preserve their advantage. Rhiann Wilkinson's side can now look forward to taking their place in the next summer's European Championships in Switzerland after securing by far the most significant victory in their history. And that's a fantastic there. So I wish them all the best out in Switzerland. It'll be really interesting to see who they get drawn against. And let's just try and get out of the group, but just have a good time. It's history in the making there for the Welsh women's team there. And coming up, we've got some more sports from around the Vale that we're going to be looking at that did manage to take place this week. This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Pro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. So up next, I'm going to be discussing a sport that I haven't discussed previously on the show, and that is ice hockey. And the elite league leaders, Cardiff Devils, suffered their fourth defeat of the season, losing 4-3 in overtime to the Belfast Giants. The Giants, who had rearranged travel plans due to Storm Dara, were leading 2-0 at the end of the first period. Joey Martin pulled a goal back in the second period, only for Cameron Pound to restore the visitors' two-goal lead. A brace of goals for the Devils took the game level and into overtime, during which Pierre-Olivier Morons secured victory for the Giants, and that was on Saturday. And then on Sunday, Cardiff Devils were playing away to the Nottingham Panthers, losing there 3-1. And Hunter Shinarak returned to the Devils team after injury and played a part in setting up the opening goal for Joey Martin inside the opening 4 minutes. Sam Heer levelled for the hosts before Otto Nieminen put them ahead after Devils netminder Ben Bones had denied Henbrand. Henbrand sealed victory for the Panthers in the final period, and the Devils are away to Coventry Blaze in the Challenge Cup on Wednesday. And ice hockey, that's one of those sports that when you watch it, I've watched it a few times, and just in awe at the speed that they can move across the ice, and the skill of actually standing upright and still being able to do what they do. And they seem to play games all the time, and it's constant rolling substitutes, as we would say, on there. But they just, they played. I mean, look at the Cardiff team there. They played on Saturday, then they played on Sunday, and then they're playing again on Wednesday. And you know, it's quite a physical game. And if anyone's been ice skating, just know the difficulties behind it. I'm going to age myself now, but I remember going ice skating in the middle of Cardiff at the old ice rink that used to be there. And when my mate said, come on, Mike, come on, ice skate. And I said, oh, I'm not really sure. And they said, well, if you can rollerblade, you can ice skate. And I said, but the thing is, I can't even rollerblade. So needless to say, it didn't end well for me. I think I spent half the time gripping onto the side of the boards, and the other half of the time picking myself up off the ice. So for them guys, I mean, hats off for the skill and the ability that they've got, and still being able to stay on their feet. And it just baffles me. It's one of those where some of the other sports you can play to some degree. Most people can kick a football, or they can catch, or they can hit a ball with a bat or something like that. But I just think that's, I mean, it's another level there. Needless to say, it's a sport that I probably would not excel in, and yeah, probably would be spending half my time trying to even get onto the ice or get off of it, because if you ever watched it, they kind of open a door onto the ice rink to let you get off, but to get on. But they kind of jump over the side of the barriers to get off. And someone like myself, who's not particularly tall, I think that would probably be one of my biggest struggles as well. But leaving the ice hockey behind, we're going to talk about, what do you do when all the sport has been cancelled as of a weekend? So I'm going to just sort of discuss up next what the type of things you got up to when all the sport across the Vale was cancelled. All that to come here at Bro.
This is Bro Radio.
Bro Radio.
At Case UK, we're all about providing mental health and wellbeing support that shines through. And we're proud to have opened our new Case Cafe at the YMCA. We are here Monday through Saturday, serving up our delicious own blend of fair trade coffee and a tasty menu catering for all dietary needs. We've a pretty good kids menu too. Case Cafe is run by some fab local people from Barry, and we offer fully funded support for mental or physical health. Just in case. Case Cafe. You'll find us at the YMCA on Court Road. or cymcabarry.org.uk.
We're giving you the chance to win games, toys, hobbies or collectibles just in time for Christmas by playing Bro Radio's Baubles. We'll be hiding one of our baubles in a festive location across the Vale. Find it and call us to win £50 to spend at Loaded Dice. Play all this week on Vale Breakfast from 8am. Bro Radio's Baubles with Loaded Dice. Hobbies, games, toys and collectibles at 28 Holton Road, Barry, or online at loadeddice.uk.
Is renewable energy the future for your home? Have you decided to switch to solar? Then talk to Roos Electrical. As well as plenty of free advice, our solar experts will help you choose the right panels, batteries and EV chargers for your home and discuss the cost savings and benefits of energy independence. Discover the latest solar products at Roos Electrical at Atlantic Business Park, Sully. Or see rhoose-electrical.co.uk.
Glastonbury Tribute Festival, in association with Synergy Scaffolding, is back for 2025 with more live music, DJs and special guests than ever before. We've 22 incredible tribute acts featuring hits from Tom Jones, Westlife, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Oasis, Pink, Kylie, The Rolling Stones and many, many more. Glastonbury 2025 is live at Romilly Park on July the 25th and is sponsored by Forklift Specialist, Gary Watson Motor Company, CJCH Solicitors and Lunatides Productions. Day, weekend and VIP tickets are on sale now at glastonbury.com.
From Barry to Bulverton,
the Vale's local radio station.
Pro Radio.
Everybody's gonna love today, gonna love today. Anyway you want to, anyway you've got to. Love, love me, love, love me, love, love.
I've been crying for so long, fighting tears just to carry on.
This is your Monday night sports show here at Pro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. So, as we all know, a lot of the fixtures and fittings for sport around the Vale were postponed this weekend. And, you know, like a lot of people, sport is sort of a big part of my life. And I normally sort of plan my weekends around it and work out what games I want to watch or what games I don't mind catching up on. And that's just not just in one sport, that's across multiple different sports. If I could, I'd probably spend a lot of my time just sat watching different sports and different teams playing. But when something like Storm Dara hits, and you know, quite rightly so, for not just for the safety of the people taking part, but it's lots of people travelling to and from these events as well, and I've seen sort of footage and videos of roofs being destroyed and damaged off of clubhouses and things like that, and you know, yes, sport is great, and it's what we look forward to. Well, personally, what I can look forward to on the weekends as well. I don't think it's worth risking anything just to make sure that a game still goes ahead. But with that in mind, what did you get up to with the sporting fixtures basically being cleared? So for me, my wife used it as an opportunity to get the house Christmas-fied a little bit early this year, for me to start getting the decorations and that up. But they're up now because I had a weekend off of sport. Did any of you sort of, is any of them little DIY jobs that you've been putting off inside the house, obviously, were they managed to finally get completed, or were you just clearing up from anything that took a tumble outside at home? For me, I've lost one of my recycle bins and my patio tables taking a dive. I was going to give it a yellow card for simulation as well, because I don't think anything touched it really on there. But it's just kind of a weird weekend. Almost like to say everybody had a bye week, if we're going to use American terminology on it, because it's kind of nothing's happened. But my fear for, especially for some of the clubs that don't have big squads within the Vale, is that it's going to cause a bit of a congestion now of fixtures. And we all know that the Christmas fixtures, they're normally quite heavy as well, so there's normally a couple of games a week leading up to Christmas, and now we've got to try and squeeze another game in. And I'm not just talking football, so the rugby took a hit as well on there, and it just means that are we going to be having more games now, or are we just going to be, is the season going to go on for longer? I mean, the problem when you get more games together like that is there is a higher risk of injury, particularly with the cold weather, more chance, if you don't warm up properly, of getting sort of muscle injuries and things like that as well. So that's going to be sort of interesting from a spectator's sort of point of view. I just think that might just mean I get more sport to watch, and there's going to be more live action that I can get out and see as well, which is, you know, it's good for me, and it keeps me having things to talk about, because when all the games started being postponed, doing a sports show, it was a little bit like, oh, gonna have to try and find some sports to talk about. Luckily, we haven't needed to go down the route of revisiting some old games and getting my take on the old games. Although I think that would be really interesting to see how we would, particularly rugby and football, how we would see games that were played in the late 80s and early and mid 90s, and how we would actually look at them games now, particularly with rule changes, would players still be on the pitch? I mean, I remember watching football, and you'd say, "Oh, that's a really good meaty challenge." And now you see the same sort of tackle taking place, and everyone's up in arms. And there's a in the English Football League, there's a VAR review on it, and in the and in the Welsh leagues, there's the fans up in arms about that. And I think some of us fans, maybe 15 years ago, would actually be cheering of that. That's a nice tackle or challenge taking place there. And, you know, player safety has to be paramount, but it would just be interesting to look at a game again and say, "Ooh, how much of that could you get away with now?" And not even going to get down into the rugby sort of side of it, because I remember watching games in the late 80s, early 90s, and I watched them back with a few of my friends now, and we look at them, and some of them games would end up 7-a-side if they put today's rules in place in them. But it's always interesting. So to just think how rules of games developed, and do we think they've developed for the better? Do you think that football, rugby, and every other sport that's that where rules have changed, do we think they've developed it for the better? I mean, there is a lot more player safety involved, which is great. But has the game changed? Has the fundamentals of each game changed? And I'd love to sort of hear your views and opinions on all that. And I know I've kind of talked about a couple of different things there. But you can get in touch with me on sport@proradio.fm or through the social media apps. And, you know, I'd love to hear if any of your plans changed and what odd jobs and what things you managed to get up to over the weekend, and not just supporters. There'll be many people who would expect to lace up the boots on the weekend and didn't end up having games to play. And I think the decisions were taken quite early as well to limit travel, which was quite good. So what else did you get up to? And also how do you think today's referees and rules and laws would have actually worked in games in the mid 90s and earlier? How do you think that would work? Always an interesting conversation to be had there. And coming up next, we've still got a few more things to talk about here at Bro Radio.
In a breakfast mess. Yeah, 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 yeah. Let's play Twister, let's play Risk. Yeah, 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 yeah. I'll see you in heaven if you make the list. Yeah, 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 yeah. Now, Andy, did you hear about this one? Tell me, are you locked in the pond? Are you goofing on Elvis, baby? Are we losing touch?
Here's a little ghost for the offering. Yeah, 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 yeah. Here's a truck stop instead of St. Peter's. Yeah, 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 yeah. Mr. Andy Kaufman's gone wrestling. Yeah, 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 yeah. Now, Andy, did you hear about this one? Tell me, are you locked in the pond? Hey, Andy, are you goofing on Elvis?
Hey, baby, are we losing touch?
If you believe they put a man on the moon, man on the moon. If you believe there's nothing out there to see, nothing is cool. If you believe they put a man on the moon, man on the moon. If you believe there's nothing out there to see, nothing is cool. If you believe they put a man on the moon, man on the moon. If you believe there's nothing out there to see, nothing is cool.
I remember the sickness was forever. I remember snuff videos. Cold September's, the distances we covered, the fist fights on the beach, the busies wound us up. Do it all again next week in embryonic love. First time that it's scarred, embarrass yourself for someone, crying like a child. And the boy you kicked Tom's head in still bugs me now. That's the thing, it lingers and claws you when you die. Spent my teens in rage, spiraling in silence, and I armed myself with a grin, cause I was always the joker, buried in the humor, amongst the white noise and boys, boys, locked the room talking lads, lads, drenched in cheap drink and snipe bags, a mirrored picture of my old man, oh God, the kids are dying. Get the killer so sad.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. So I think it's safely to say that the weather won this weekend, 1-0. But hopefully next week we'll be back to a full schedule of sports across the Vale, and I can bring you the action from the rugby, the football and selected other sports taking place in the Vale. I just hope there's not going to be any more bad weather on the way, and I can bring you an action-packed show next week. But remember, if you want to mention your sports team, sports club, or your sport, or if you're holding a sport, an event, then you just need to get in touch with me here at sport@proradio.fm. And if there's a sport you think I should be talking about, again, let me know. Or instead of just me talking about the sport, how about you come in and you can tell us all about the sport that you love and you think that everybody should be playing, or you think everyone should give a go. You could potentially be here with me at Bro Radio telling the people of the Vale about the sport that means so much to you, that has done so much for you. And it's not just the people who play the sport, it's people behind the scenes as well that keep these clubs and events ticking over and everything running. And I think, you know, we need to have a big shout out to all the volunteers and the people behind the scenes that make sure that sport across the Vale can keep going, because without them there would be no sport across the Vale. And it's the same with the officials as well. You know, they're only human, they do make mistakes occasionally, but again, without officials there would be no games. So, you know, it's just a big, for me, you know, it's a big shout out to everybody across the Vale who've got any part to play in any sport that takes place in the Vale. Remember, you know, there's no part in sport that's too small, and we all do it because we've got the same thing. We've got a passion and we love the sport, or we love the event, or we want more people to take part in the sport that we, the sport that brings us so much joy. But for me, that's the end for this week. Up next here at Bro is The Evening Show.
This is
Bro Radio.
Need appliances? Need them now? Visit Homeworld, your first choice appliance centre. We've hundreds of big name appliances in stock and available for same or next day delivery. And we monitor prices daily, so you'll always find our lowest prices. We're also your first choice for installing and repairing washing machines, dishwashers, cookers, fridges, freezers, including built-in, freestanding and integrated models. We'll even take away your old ones too. Shop new appliances or get your old repaired. See more at home-world.co.uk. Homeworld, on Lower Guthrie Street, Barry. Search Oil Gently Chefs on What Three Words.
Miss school? Miss out. Even a few days off school can mean children fall behind. But missing out on school doesn't just mean missing out on learning. It means missing out on opportunities, friendship and fun. If your kids are missing out on school for whatever reason, or if you're struggling to send them in the first place, support is available. Just see valeofglamorgan.gov.uk/missschoolmissout. Attend school for a brighter future. Don't miss out.
Install Skip Hire are one of the leading skip hire, tipper and grab lorry companies in the Vale, offering a range of waste disposal solutions across South Wales. Our specialists have over 20 years experience, so you can be assured of excellent customer service. But don't just take our word for it. Check out our 5-star rating on Facebook. We also offer eco-friendly disposal options, converting 95% of our waste into renewable energy, so you can rest easy knowing your waste doesn't go to waste. Find out how Install Skip Hire can help you on 01446 421 072.
Are your feet holding you back? Then visit the Vale Foot Clinic for all your podiatry and chiropody needs. We are HCPC registered podiatrists that have been caring for the Vale for over a decade, offering a number of services including gait analysis, shockwave therapy and highly effective treatments for verruca and ingrown nails. With clinics in Barry and Dinas, visit the Vale Foot Clinic for professional, client-centred treatment. Call to book on 01446 677 11. Or visit podiatrywales.co.uk.
Part of your community since 2009.
The Vale's local radio station.
On FM, DAB+, online, mobile and smart speaker. This is Bro Radio.